Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. My name is Will Walden. I'm your host of the Space News Pod. And today we're going to be talking about Boeing. So we have all been tracking what Starliner's been doing. Starliner tried to make it to the International Space Station, but couldn't quite do it. So the ISS was out of reach for Starliner because it didn't get into the right orbit to get to the space station. Now, what happened was that Starliner spent time orbiting the Earth, and it landed in White Sands, New Mexico. All the cargo that launched with it still on board. The landing was very successful. Now, what happened was they failed the main objective, right? There was a complete failure of getting to the International Space Station. There was a weird glitch, an anomaly, as they like to call it, where it didn't hit the right burn at the right time to get into the right orbit to boost up into the ISS region. So from there, they would have docked with the ISS. Everything would have been great, but they didn't. And it's a kind of a thing that's been going on with Boeing lately. They've had multiple times where big projects, the 737 MAX jetliner is one of those projects that just didn't work out well. Okay, so that means that something has to change. And the CEO of Boeing, well, I guess now the ex-CEO, Dennis Muilenburg, was fired. He's gone. He's out of there. So what Boeing is going to be doing going forward, what they've stated, what's going to happen, is that they're going to be more transparent with everybody, right? So stockholders, stakeholders in the company, regulators, customers, they're going to be very forthcoming with what is happening with the company, very transparent. And they're getting all this stuff into place. In the next few weeks, they're going to put the pieces of the puzzle together. So from here on out, what we expect is for them just to say, hey, man, we didn't hit the objective. That's all I care about. Just be honest, man. You know, as a person who loves Boeing and loves space exploration, please just say, we messed up. That's it. That's all I ask for. I just want you to say, look, man, we didn't get our main objective done. And this is why. And we're sorry. You know, we messed up. It's just like a relationship. Just say, I messed up. I'm sorry. We're going to fix it. You know, here are the things we're going to do to fix the thing. And that's how you have a good relationship with people that pay your bills. So this is the thing. Like, we pay the taxpayers of the United States of America, pay the bills of projects like this. Starliner goes to the International Space Station because NASA needed a rocket and a pod for people to travel in to get to the International Space Station to do science and exploration, et cetera. Now, Boeing takes the money that NASA got from us taxpayers, and then they do their projects, right? Whatever the projects they are, the Starliner, that's the main one we're talking about. So they took NASA's money to do these things, which in turn is America's money, people's money. And what we kind of expect from NASA is NASA to say, okay, we've hired people that we trust, which is Boeing. They've been in business with Boeing for a very long time, and they've had a lot of really successful things happen with Boeing. So they trust Boeing. Totally cool, NASA, Boeing. Totally great. But what needs to happen, in my opinion, is that they need to say, we messed up. That's it. They just have to say, like, look, man, these things are hard. These things are really hard, and we messed up. So I don't know what else to say about that one. Now, the CEO of Boeing is gone. He's out the door. He's floating down in his golden parachute someplace else. We don't know where he's going, but dude's fine. He's going to be okay. The chairman, David Calhoun, will take over as the CEO and president January 13th. So right now they're kind of in the mix of setting everything up. With a 737 MAX was a huge deal. And this and Starliner, it looks really bad for the company. So what I'm hoping happens in the new year is that Boeing gets right back on track and they let everybody know that they are really good at what they do. And they let everybody know that, hey, we can still send stuff to space. We can send people to space and they're going to be fine. Now, what happened with the orbit of the Starliner, the CST-100, is that they got into the wrong orbit, right? And when you get into the wrong orbit, you can't go to where you wanted to go to. So you can't go to the International Space Station if you're an astronaut on board. You know, if you don't catch it in time, I should say. And if you don't have enough fuel to get there. Now, what happened with Starliner is that they burn up all the fuel that they were going to use to get to the space station. So therefore, they were kind of stuck in this weird orbit. And they successfully brought it back down to Earth, which is great. But if there were people on board, it would have been a different story. It would have been very scary. You know, the astronauts are highly trained, very, very intelligent people that do these incredibly difficult jobs. And they have a way, mechanically, to put this thing in the right orbit, you know, to get it to the International Space Station. But if they didn't catch it in time, if things went kind of crazy, if this anomaly, if this bug were to happen and go super crazy, you know, it kind of happens sometimes. Bugs just kind of pop up out of nowhere and it crashes the whole system. Blue screen of death with Windows, stuff like that. It crashes the whole system. That's kind of what happened. It went haywire, went crazy, and then shot them into a different orbit and wasted all their fuel. So what would happen if there were people on board? What if they got into another orbit, which was horrible? You know, God forbid something bad happens. And then what? You know, and then what? Boeing said they're going to fix the problem. They learned a lot from this anomaly and they're going to fix the systems. Now, in my opinion, what I think they need to do is test this one more time before people get into it. That would make sense. That would hold them to a high regard, you know, because people's lives are on the line here. They don't want to. This isn't a race, man. These are people's lives. These are amazing things that could be accomplished if you just step back and go, okay, we're going to take another look at this. And we messed up. We're not going to take any more of NASA's money because we're the ones that messed up, right? So if Boeing messes up, if a contractor messes up fixing your house or something, they should be held accountable for their actions. And I hope Boeing is held accountable for these kind of actions. And they say, hey, man, we messed up last time, but we're going to fix it by doing another test. We don't want to mess anybody up. We don't want to hurt anybody. So we're going to make sure that this thing works autonomously first, numerous times, and then we're going to send people up just to be safe. I mean, that would make sense, wouldn't it? You want to make these people safe? I mean, that makes sense to me. I mean, this whole thing is about human spaceflight. So you want those humans to be flying in space safely. That would make sense. So Boeing, if you're listening, which I hope you are, and I hope you take this criticism as a, it's kind of a nudge, you know, I hate you guys. I think you're great. And I think you do amazing, amazing, super difficult work. But please take some time. Fix this thing. Do some more tests. Don't endanger people. So that's all I got on Boeing and Starliner. And that's my initial reactions. You know, we're going to wait for all the data to come back and maybe my mind will change. I mean, maybe they're going to come out and say, hey, man, we messed up. This is what we found out we messed up about. And then we're going to fix it. Be transparent about it. That's what it's all about. That's what we want to see. We want to see like, hey, we messed up. And then how you fix it. That's it. So thank you for listening to my rant today, everybody. And I hope your holidays are going well so far. I'm going to be doing some of these blogs and these podcasts for the next week or so. Keep you guys company during the holidays. So for now, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And thank you so much for 10,000 subscribers. So cool. I'm going to make a video about that too. Thank you guys. Have a great holiday and I will see you soon.